I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, everybody. It's Sports Over America time. That's right, a different kind of show, and you're going to find out why. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We're heard everywhere. We're heard on Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. I love TuneIn. We're heard on Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces, Gals and Guys, You Stay Healthy. Radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. Mark Mancini, the World's Worst Sports Handicapper, will join us. Art Source from Galaxy Sports will be with us. Matt Ward, Golf Today, will be with us. We'll play some Barron Sports trivia. But first, the end of the Pac-12 has just arrived. On Friday, Oregon and Washington decided to go to the Big 18, Big 24, whatever it is. It's the Midwest. It's no longer. I grew up, AAW, Pacific Coast Conference, Pac-8, Pac-10, Pac-12. Larry Scott, the former commissioner, totally destroyed it. New guy didn't help it. They never made a deal with DirecTV. Pac-12, no more. If I'm a father of a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old guy or girl playing sports at UCLA or USC, I don't want them traveling 3,000 miles too often. And that's what they're going to have to do. To San Francisco, that was one thing. To Eugene, that's one thing. But to Columbus, Ohio, and to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and places like that, no. I want to see them play. I'm going to have to travel 3,000 miles or 2,500 miles. It's a joke. Pac-12, no more. They had a deal. Maybe it's still good, but the deal is not good. That with Apple Plus, they're going to make almost no money. I think people will spend $15 a month for Apple just to get the Pac-12 or Pac-9 or Pac-7 or Pac-0 for this year. I don't think so. What do you think? SportsFred@AOL.com. SportsFred@AOL.com. Trading deadline in baseball earlier this week. If you're a Mets fan, you cannot be happy. You got more money than God, and you've gotten rid of your two best pitchers. Well, I mean, they're making $43 million apiece, and you're not going anywhere this year anyways. If you're a fan, are you still going to show up? I don't know. Attendance-wise around baseball, it's interesting. Dodgers number one, the Yankees number two, the Cardinals number three, and the Padres now at 41,000, number four. And, of course, Mark Mancini's a big Padre fan. We can talk about that. If you're an A's fan, I feel totally sorry for you. All right, back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
School on! Save on!
Back to school is on, and Staples has great prices on everything you need for your best year yet. Save on notebooks. Save on headphones and laptops. Save on pens, markers, and all the essentials. And right now at Staples, save up to 60% on select notebooks, markers, and more. School on, save on at Staples, where school savings are always in session. N729. Prices may vary in-store and online.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh yeah, love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com, along with the world's worst sports handicapper, Mark Mancini, along with Galaxy Sports' own Art Source. Hey, before we talk about anything, I've got to say this. You know, we say that Mark is the world's worst sports handicapper, and there's no question about that, and he'll prove it more during the NFL season. But, Mark, where'd you have your Pittsburgh Pirates finishing this year in 2023?
Oh, I had them winning, getting into the playoffs, doing some damage. Not looking what, too good.
What place are they?
They're only 10 games out.
What place are they in now?
They're above the Cardinals.
So they're in fourth place.
Yeah. Above St. Louis, which probably the Bible's right up there with baseball.
So what you're saying is, if you say somebody's going to win, everybody out there should call their bookie immediately and bet the other side. Is that correct?
What's your football pick this year now? You mentioned it off the air earlier. We got to get everybody filled in.
I like the Steelers. I also like the Jets coming out of the AFC, one of those two teams.
No, no. Come on. I want to hear that.
Atlanta's up there. I'm going to.
So what's going to happen, Roger?
But my World Series pick is still looking good. San Diego and Seattle.
All right, let's talk about something that's happening as we speak. Folks, the end of the Pac-12 conference has come to be. The latest on Friday morning, we find out that now Oregon and Washington apparently have made a deal with the Big 26, the Big 10, Big 12, or whatever it is, and Arizona and Arizona State going to the Big 12. So the Pac-10, Pac-12 is no more. That goes back to Larry Scott, the former commissioner. Art, we'll throw this to you. How the blank did this happen?
Well, I'm going to let you in on a secret, Fred. It all started in the offices of Larry Scott about 10 years ago when he decided that he didn't think that DirecTV was the right vehicle for that wonderful Pac-12 conference. And year after year, they started declining in the ability to compete with the SEC, the ACC, the Big Ten, and this is what happened. And so pretty soon, you're down to Washington State, Stanford, Cal. Who am I missing here? Nobody else, because ASU, Colorado, Utah, and Arizona are going to be in the Big 12. UW, University of Washington, a hell of a football team this year, and Oregon, another good football team, are going to the Big Ten. And here's what I heard. I heard they're going to have themselves the Big Ten Western Conference, six teams. And if they could get Cal and Washington, they'll make it eight teams. And then they, like you said, the Big 26, the Big 24, whatever you want to call them. But what I find is really amazing is this was all precipitated with an idea by Kevin Warren, who's now the president of the Minnesota Vikings, who at the time was the Big Ten commissioner, replacing Jim Delaney. And it all happened, and then he left, and now Katie barred the door. It seems like everything's going crazy. And now you have Florida State and Clemson wanting to possibly join the SEC. So you're going to basically have three super conferences and then two conferences, I guess the ACC and the Pac-12, Pac-4, Pac-2, whatever it's going to be, they're going to be kind of left out on their own. It's kind of sad. Really is kind of sad, in my opinion. Being
Mark Mancini, hold on. I've got Athlon College football on our counter. I have not opened it up. Does college football mean as much to you after what's happened with the NIL, the transfer portal, and now the downfall of the Pac-12?
Well, I'm going to drop the bomb on it. I like it much better the way it is right now, because now the players actually can get paid, because the athletic directors and the coaches were making $10 million a year and nobody was saying anything. When Johnny Manziel put Texas A&M on the map and he couldn't even make money off his own jersey, I like that. And now we're going to get conferences where now it's going to get exciting each week. And if you want to break these conferences, like Artie broke them down, it kind of reminds me of the first time the USFL came around. Big time owners, you had Donald Trump and all them guys coming in. The Pac-12 has slid right into the Pacific, and they brought it upon themselves, guys. You know, they tried to be like an SEC and some of these other ones. And once UCLA and USC went, that was the beginning of the end. And I know, Fred, you're not a big fan of it, but now we're going to get the UCLA Penn State games. We're going to get some good game, Wisconsin's. I couldn't sit there and watch a UCLA play an Arizona when Arizona hasn't been relevant in years. It was hard.
So what happens if Oregon State wins the Pac-12 this year?
What about history? What about the archives? What about things that have meant things for 60, 70 years? The Pac-12, the AAW, Pacific Coast Conference. It's all done.
Tradition.
Let me ask you about history. The National League West, you had Cincinnati, Houston, Atlanta, the Dodgers, the Padres, and the Giants. And one team could win. And if another team like the Giants got knocked out that year, winning 103, you were screwed. So I like more the merrier. It gives fan support across it. Teams are in it. Fans feel like they're in it. August and September, those teams, it would be like five fans in the stands.
So you're saying that this is all set up for that 12-team playoff that's coming down the line. That's what I'm seeing. As I'm watching it all kind of mushroom, I'm seeing, you know, because four teams, you can pretty much look on their lap and go, okay, Alabama, Georgia, let's see here, Ohio State, Michigan. There's the four teams, pretty much. Okay, so now, starting next year, you're going to have 12 teams in the playoff. That's exciting to me.
Yeah.
Mark, how do you feel about this? Iowa State's starting quarterback, they found out, has made over 200 bets. I don't know if he's bet against the club. I don't know if he's bet against Iowa State, but all I know is he's made like 200 bets that they've got on record. How do you feel about that?
Well, I also remember, if I take this on the other side of the coin, the NFL, when the question was asked years ago, Roger Goodell says, oh, we're not going to have nothing in here. And then they sold themselves to it, where they brought all these advertisements and, you know, big game gambling sites in here. Now the players are betting on it. Now they're saying, well, that's not for you. That's okay for Dad, but you can't have that beer. Dad can drink your beers. And that's not right in some ways.
You know, Fred, to go back to your thing on Iowa State, remember we talked about this on Sports Overnight America, how many with times. The NIL and how this is going to be with the gambling and one kid making a couple million here And then their offensive tackle, who's, you know, got a mom that might have cancer. He needs some money. And one of these, you know, one of these Guidos comes up to him and says, look at, hey, you know, if you miss a couple of blocks this week, we'll make sure mom gets the surgery she needs. It's right there in front of you. And it's not just at Iowa State. Iowa had it happen. There's a few other universities. And, you know, it all comes down to what we were talking about and what we're going to talk about with Matt Ward. Does money actually, you know, penetrate the market? And it does. Whoever's got the money, I mean, it's like the old joke about Lamar Hunt back when the AFL was being formed. And they, you know, they went to his uncle and they said, Nelson Bunker Hunt, you know, what are you going to do? This guy's losing $10 million a year, your nephew. He goes, well, in 500 years, he's going to be broke. You got to follow the money if you're in sports. It's sad, but if you follow the money, you find out what everything's going on.
Okay, we got about a minute here. Let me just throw you something. Anthony Davis of the Lakers, you're talking about money.
Oh, yeah.
Is as talented as any big guy in the league. The only problem is he never plays a full season. He misses 30 to 40 games almost every 40 year.
40-game Anthony.
The Lakers have just given him, and he has signed, a three-year extension for $118 million. Smart move, Mark. Bad move, Mark. What do you think? You got about 30 seconds.
I think it was a bad move, and the only good thing out of New Orleans that could play basketball was Pistol Pete Maravich.
Art, $118 million over three. If it's $120, that's $40 million a year for a guy who cannot complete an entire season. Your thoughts?
Makes no sense to me, but then again, Zion Williamson is in the same situation. He's been out for 5 years now, doing nothing but collecting money, having fun with good-looking women, and he seems to get another shot at it. So somebody is making enough money, and that's the owners, to go ahead and fund this whole craziness. And that's the reality of it all.
So quickly, how many of these guys end up in Saudi Arabia playing in the Saudi League?
The Saudi NBA? Yeah, I agree.
I'm quite serious. Yeah.
I know you are.
What if somebody
look at what happened with the French superstar soccer player. He just got a $700 million contract to join Ronaldo in that Saudi soccer league. Yeah. So,
well, Fred, also, I live in a country where they gave a guy that abused 60, 70 women in Houston and gave him $240 million pretty much guaranteed in Cleveland and Deshaun Watson.
All right, we're going to come back with more. We'll be talking money. We'll play Barron Sports Trivia. And later, Matt Ward of Golf Today is going to have a lot to say all straight away on Sports Overnight America.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Barron Sports Trivia time on Sports Overnight America, along with the World War Sports Handicapper, Mr. Mark Mancini, along with Art Source, who used to kick for USC and the LA Rams. He's 126 years of age. And of course, before we start playing Barron Sports Trivia, we always ask Art, at 126 years of age, medicinally, legally, what do you take to stay up all night and answer these tough questions?
Well, it's nootropics, which is the kind of food for the brain. You know, keeps the noodle working right. I do like my my focus factor. That's one of the stables. It has a lot of good vitamins to go in it with it. But the NeuroPeak, I found this new stuff, both Geniux, G-E-N-I-U-X, and this other one, it's an advanced brain formula called Neurotropic. So, I mean, that's pretty much self-explanatory. But, you know, the funny thing was I went to the store the other day and I forgot what I went there for.
All right, let's play some.
Gotta bring the bottle with you.
Let's play some Barron Sports Trivia. On Thursday, Ohtani hit his 40th home run. He became the third Angel in history to hit 40 home runs twice. Obviously, Mike Trout did it. Ohtani's now done it. Mark Mancini, who was the first Angel to hit 40 home runs in two seasons? Who was the first Angel to hit 40 home runs in two seasons?
Wow. I want to say Don Baylor,
who was there? Was the a third baseman.
Yeah. Doug DeCinci.
Okay.
What's your answer, Mark?
Don Baylor.
Art, can you give him some of your medicine?
Well, I was thinking either Salmon or Troy Glass, the UCLA third baseman.
Ah.
What was your first guess?
Tim Salmon.
Timmy Salmon or Troy Glass. Which one do you think is correct?
I'm going to go with Troy Glass.
I think you're right.
Well, now you say that, Mark.
Yeah.
After you missed it. I mean, easy after you missed it.
Well, Troy Glass. I'm trying to piggyback.
But, you know, we're a team here. You know what I mean? Yeah.
As Art indicated, Troy Glass, a former UCLA player, did hit 40 home runs twice for the LA Angels. All right.
Very quietly, too, Fred. I mean, he never got much credit, really.
Well, let me ask you a question about a third baseman. Is Scott Rolen a Hall of Famer?
I don't think so.
I don't either. I think he was a hell of a third baseman, had a great World Series, but not to me.
And supposedly,
I would go with Greg Nettles before I go with him, to be honest.
Supposedly, he's a very nice guy, and obviously politics play a role, but I don't, you know, in my little league, they had something called the All-Stars and the No-Stars. The No-Stars were like the second All-Stars.
They probably beat the All-Stars.
Sometimes we beat them. Okay, when I was 11, I was only a No-Star. And we did beat the All-Star. But the point I'm trying to make is, I think that's where Scott Rolen is. He's very good,
right?
But I don't think he belongs with Ty Cobb.
And I say you put them in the franchise's Hall of Fame, not baseball's Hall of Fame, but like, you know, the Angel Hall of Fame or the Dodger Hall of Fame, or in his, you know, situation, the Cardinals and or the who else did he have a great year for? I think the Phillies, right? Didn't he lead the Phillies to a title in 2008 or something like that?
Yeah, but here's the thing. It goes back to the 70s, guys, when you had the best third baseman. Brooks Robinson, Mike Schmidt, Bill Madlock, Ron Say was up there, Greg Nettles. I mean, they haven't replaced those kind of guys in these cities.
No.
But what Scott Rolen did do was in 2004, there was a young kid who was like 8 or 10, and he was dying of cancer. And his favorite player was Scott Rolen. He did spend hours upon hours with the kid who passed away like 2 years later. But you got to give him credit. You definitely have to give him credit for that.
Yeah, that's just like I watched the Pride of the Yankees the other night, Fred.
Yeah.
I can't, when it comes on, I can't turn it off. I mean, it's like I got to sit there and I cry every time like a goofball. But, you know, that was a pretty awesome movie.
All right, more Barron sports trivia. Archer first at 126 years of age. The Baltimore Orioles might reach 100 victories this year and will become only the second team to win 100 games after losing 100 within a three-year period. Who was the first club to win 100 games after losing 100 within a three-year period? Who was that first? And it had to be modern because it's 162 game season. Before it was 154, so it was after 1961.
Were they really big cheaters or just every once in a while cheaters?
They lost 100 and then they won 100.
I gotta go with the Houston Astros.
Why do you say the Houston Astros?
Because they were like, you know, at the bottom of the heap, and then a couple of years later, there they are, banging the drum.
Okay, so you said the Astros. Mark, is he right with the Houston Astros?
He's absolutely right because they were horrendous for a lot of years. And then all those kids came up from the minors.
My only thing is, Mark, it might have taken longer than 3 years or 2 years. So I don't.
No, I think you're right. I was going to say the Kansas City Royals, but I'm going to agree with you.
Okay.
All right. How do I tell you what the answer to this might be? Sandy Koufax threw his first no-hitter against this team.
The Mets.
In 67, they lost more than 100. And in 1969, what did they become?
They became the Miracle Mets.
The Miracle Mets of 1969.
You know, and they were in the noodle. I was thinking about that, you know, and I thought, but that's a good call. That's a great question. I loved our manager.
Well, and not only that, the Reds can be the first right this year, going from last to winning the division.
Yeah. They might. Yeah. They certainly, not if they have to play the Cubs, though.
Oh, my God. What about all our Dodger fans out there looking at Cody Bellinger just playing?
What did they score? The Cubs scored 20 and 16 back.
17. Yeah, it's like they're averaging 5 or 8 runs a game. Or it's crazy.
And by the way, trading deadline over. All the Dodgers have to do to win the whole thing would be to score eight runs or more every game. That's all they're going to need to do. Art, you think they can score 8 runs or more a game? Because outside of that, they got no shot in hell.
Oh, I tell you what, they've so overachieved. I mean, we talked about the number that we thought like 90 would be their victory total. And if you really look at what they've been able to accomplish this year, I don't know how they're doing. And Mark says it's smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
We're going to find out here in the last 57 games if this team is for real. Kershaw's supposed to be coming back. The Padres are starting to rumble a little bit down in San Diego. The Giants are hanging right there. I mean, it's one thing I got to say is the pennant races are tightening up. I mean, Baltimore's a great story, but those Atlanta Braves guys, I look down their roster with Olson, Riley, Acuna Jr., Albies, Ozuna, Murphy, Rosario, Harris, and Arcia. They have 5 guys that could hit 35 home runs. Another 4 guys that could hit over 20 home runs. What a ball club Mr. Brian Snitker's put together down there in Atlanta.
All right, more Barron sports trivia. I think you're right about Atlanta, and I play Michael Harris every game that I can in franchise.
Hitting number 9 in that lineup.
All right, Mark, you ready?
I am ready.
An active MLB player who has been with the most clubs, the number is 13. Who is it?
Wow. Oh, my gosh. This one I should know.
It's got the luggage with all the little teams on it and everything.
Yeah, I was – well, oh, my gosh. I got on the top of my head, I think. Oh,
what did you say? Fred McGriff. But
no, it's not. It's not Fred McGriff.
He's not active.
No. It's – oh, my gosh.
Definitely a pitcher, huh? Come on.
He's a pitcher.
Well, yeah. You know what? I'm gonna go that route. I want to say Dallas Keuchel.
Dallas Keuchel has been picked up, I think, right by the, was it the White Sox or somebody just picked him up, or whatever. I think they just did. Somebody just picked him up. That's incorrect, of course. Art, now with the medicinal products that you've taken, this pitcher has now played for 13 major league teams.
Oh, I'm going to know it. He went to – oh, I got it. I blew it.
Oh, we're a team. Who do you think it is? You throw a name out.
Well, he said he's not active now. Rich Hill played for 13 teams.
Ooh. Rich Hill's the answer. He's active.
That is the answer. Number 44. Can I tell you something? I've watched him pitch a lot because I'm saddled with a lot of Pirate games here in central Pennsylvania. And I will say one thing about Rich Hill. That guy goes out there and take a little on, put a little off, up and down, in and out. He is such a phenomenal pitcher in terms of what I remember, like a Whitey Ford or those kind of pitchers. I mean, the guy gives you a great effort every time. And I just think, he's a great story. 44 years old. Yep, he's in great shape. But he's got the luggage like that has everybody's team on it. I think that's fantastic.
We're going to come back now with Matt Ward of Golf Today, and then a whole lot more straight away on Sports Overnight.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep, and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $899, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cash back's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST.
That's 1-800-735-5327.
Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, AOL.com. Our guest, Matt Ward, we had him on a few times already, of golf today. And so much is happening in golf, some positive, I guess, mostly negative, in my opinion. Matt Ward, welcome to the show.
Nice to be back with you guys.
All right. A few weeks ago, Congress had a conversation about the LIV and PGA. Is Congress going to do anything, in your opinion? Can Congress do anything, in your opinion?
Well, I think the hearing was kind of it exposed a number of different, what I call inside baseball moves in terms of what was going on with LIV and the PGA Tour leading up to the framework agreement that they supposedly have. There is a bill now that has been put forward in Congress to remove the tax exemption that the tour has. Whether or not that goes through, that'll be interesting to watch what goes on. But, you know, right now, you know, the pro golf scene is basically, it's really going to slide into the shadows, because once the NFL season kicks in, basically golf just basically disappears, you know, for a while. And I think you're going to see a lot of discussion with LIV and the tour. But this whole thing with the framework agreement is subjected to a Justice Department investigation about whether antitrust violations are involved here. Tiger Woods coming onto the policy board. There's a new framework on how any type of unilateral action cannot be taken without the players knowing about it. So you won't see that happening. It's possible that Greg Norman or even Jay Monahan may not be around next year. I mean, maybe something else will change on that front. There's just a lot of question marks, but nothing has really been settled on pro golf as we know it. I mean, the tour has come out with a tentative schedule for next year. LIV will have its own schedule. So until there's some kind of real hard, fast agreement, there's really nothing more than saying status quo from where we were several weeks ago.
Art, you know, you're a former professional golfer. You're on with Matt Ward of Golf Today.
You know, one of the things I'm seeing, Matt, is the time is getting compressed to the point where, you know, we have schedules that both the leagues are going to need to have. You've got questions to be answered regarding the Ryder Cup and how the LIV Tour is going to actually get points to keep relevant in the, you know, world golf rankings. You hit it right on the head with Tiger coming on the player board. Greg Norman and Monahan, they both might be gone by the time this all happens. One of the things that I've heard is that the PGA Tour found itself in a position with the enhanced events where they had to come up with a lot of money. And I think they may have spent themselves into a situation where they looked around with all their sponsors on television, and then they realized they have to deliver ratings. And, you know, they were down to guys like Xander Schauffele and Rory McIlroy and Patrick Cantlay, not exactly needle movers in the big scheme of golf. And I just thought that, you know, when they had the hearing and Blumenthal and the senators were talking, they kept talking about a couple billion dollars. I think that's a fallacy. I think the PIF came up with a package over 10 years that represented more like $25 billion for the PGA Tour. And that's how the transition became, I hate LIV, if I'm Rory McIlroy, to all of a sudden Monahan going, wait a minute, yeah, we got to listen to this.
I think the thing to keep in mind is this: the tour had to counter what LIV represented. But at the end of the day, minus Cameron Smith going over, there isn't really any talented young player that has said, boy, I can't wait to go to LIV. I mean, you basically have a group of 40 plus years old players
Mino Pereira is not a good player.
I don't see Liv producing anything. I mean, you can make an argument that minus Kepka's performance, and Brooks is an exception to anything, I think, because he plays well in the biggest events. I don't know how 54-hole golf is ever going to expand your competitive career by playing in no-cut 54-hole events.
Matt, have you been to one of the events?
Yeah, I've been to a number of them.
And you just don't see it, huh?
No, what I see is basically a glorified member guest event. That's what I see. I see something that you would see at a club where the balloons and the circus clowns come out. And I think it's wonderful for a show.
Well, at least you know where you stand.
Well, yeah, but no, what I'm saying is on that side of the coin, that's what the atmosphere is. What's backing it is the money that you just talked about. That's what's backing it. At the end of the day, the Saudis could get tired of golf and say, guess what? We're going to go to Ultimate Fighting instead. We're going to pull up our stakes and go. So no young player of serious caliber is ever going to be leaving the PGA Tour unless the tour has other issues that go deeper than that. And one of those issues right now is trust in the commissioner. That's certainly a very big question mark. You have to have trust in the person that's leading your sport. And a lot of players don't have that.
Let me ask you something.
I heard that at the Open Championship. A lot of players are really annoyed that Monahan and a couple of board members unilaterally decided that we need to do some kind of side deal with the Saudis after somehow having amnesia on all the press releases that they had announced prior to that. You can't come out and tell me that somebody is morally bankrupt on one side, and then 2 minutes later, you're doing hugs and kisses with each other on CNBC. You can't do that. I mean, I don't know what world people live in, but that's the world of reality. And the players had no idea what was going down the pipe. And this is supposed to be for the benefit of the players. That's what the tour is set up to do, which is benefit the players.
Billy Horschel shot that down, Matt. Billy Horschel shot that whole concept down.
Well, not only that, Matt, when you look at it, isn't he who has the most money usually wins the game? Jerry Jones put the NFL on the map. Look where the NFL is today. Well, without Jerry.
To answer your question, Mark, what the tour did is the old adage of you keep your friends close and you keep your enemies even closer. So what they did is metaphorically, they let the nose of the camel slide underneath the tent. And what the tour doesn't recognize or maybe understand, I don't think that the camel that's sliding under the nose of the camel sliding under the tent is content with just the nose sliding in.
Right.
You know, I think that there's an opportunity here. There is a possibility that the Saudis on a broad level of different sports, it's not just in golf.
Well, look at Mbappe, the guy from France, getting $700 million Saudi soccer league.
What a lot of countries have now recognized, and China is a good example of this, there's others, that sport has currency. And if you can sell sport, you can sell legitimacy and credibility about your country. That's why the term sports washing comes into play.
Let me ask you something then. So half this country China owns anyway, right? So if the Saudis are coming in here and paying people too, who's going to turn down that kind of money and say, well, let me pick up my stakes and go to the UFC? Who would actually do that if they're being offered big money? I mean, does Bryce Harper care where his money's coming from in Philadelphia when he's getting $300 million? Before I sign the dotted line, I got to find out if this guy, you know, is a Mormon or something. I don't know.
I think, Mark, I have to take this back a step. One of the issues that's always happened with golf is that corporate America has always seen it as a plus-win situation because with golf, you have the ultimate network situation where people can talk with each other, the sponsors, everybody's pretty much in alignment with each other. If you go to the tree at Augusta National each spring, you're going to see all the movers and shakers that are going to sit underneath that tree. And basically the sport has kind of operated underneath the gentleman's agreement about how things are supposed to go forward. Well, now you have a different possibility that could happen here. And things have changed. One of the things that's going to be interesting to see is how the sponsors react to the Saudi involvement that's going to take place here. Keep in mind this. No sponsor has left golf to underwrite what LIV is doing. LIV is completely self-financed. You don't see Rolex commercials on a LIV golf tournament. You don't see a number of the car companies. I mean, we go through the whole list. A lot of these players, a lot of these companies do not want to be involved with that. They're publicly traded. More importantly, they don't want to have to answer questions about 9/11 families that lost loved ones.
Okay.
I mean, this is still an ongoing sore point. This is a little bit different than what you see with the Chinese or some of the other companies, because Saudi nationals were involved in the 9/11 attack, and they have to answer for that. And I think one of the things you're going to see.
Where did COVID-19 come from, Matt?
Right.
Well, I don't doubt that there's issues with the Chinese. I've never said that there wasn't, but right now the topic is golf. And the reality is, as it stands right now, the Saudis are making the biggest push in sports. It's not just about golf. It's mm-hmm. about building legitimacy through other leagues and organizations.
So it is what we call, you're saying it is sports washing at the highest level.
Oh, there's no question about it. The Chinese have been doing it. It goes all the way back to when the Germans did it in 36 in Berlin. I mean, it's always about trying to lend legitimacy to whatever you're talking about. And sport is used for that purpose. The issue with golf has always been an inside game with certain key players. Women were always excluded. It was only among the high corporate level that you saw golf being financed. And correct. Television has seen golf as a win-win. All the commercial time is paid for by the sponsor.
Well, so did anybody? Tour...
Hang on. We're talking to Matt Ward of Golf Today. Matt, I got to ask you this question because to me, this might be a biggie. The CW, owned by Westar, is no longer on DirecTV. That's 20 million people, and most people that have DirecTV got it because of the sports. Right now, there's no deal between Westar and CW. LIV is on CW. What about that?
Well, exposure is a factor. I mean, one of the things that LIV found out as this whole thing went through, and you know, Artie just alluded to it before, the world ranking points. So right now, LIV was operating underneath a free fall situation. In other words, you start losing points, you don't have any role to play in golf anymore because you can't get into the tournaments that are out there unless you've been previously exempt because you won a championship. They also didn't have television exposure. I mean, at the end of the day, how many people really watch CW? I mean, let's just add up all the numbers, okay? It's probably reruns of David Letterman probably have more people watching what goes on with that. Okay, so the reality is they don't have a television exposure. So in point of fact, one of the key questions that I would love to ask the Saudis especially is, was this deal that you got, that you put forward, or this framework, is it really about maintaining exposure for what you're attempting to do? And underneath that, the PGA Tour already has that. They already have those connections. Nobody wants to deal with the Saudis, who's an American company.
Matt, well, and internationally, they have a little better television deal than they do in the United States. That right, I've done some research day, on.
Yeah, but well, at the end me, of the day, me, the needle was moved you. Here in the States. Well, golf Matt, operates here. That's where the highest level of golf is performed, is here in the States. It's not going to be performed because the TV deal was good in South Africa.
Let me ask you, if you're saying they don't want to deal, the corporations don't want to deal with the Saudis, how come when the Saudi embargo then came out, nobody was stopped driving cars? You know,
Matt, we got 30 seconds.
I've heard this argument about we buy gasoline from the Saudis, and I've heard this argument many times. The difference in it with sports is sports cuts to the core of people's recreational and what their pastimes are. It's a much more closer reality that I think that they hold to a higher bit. The Saudis have seen what the opportunities are, and they want to go for it.
All right, Matt Ward's been our guest on Sports Overnight America. Matt, we'll do this again. It's the ever-changing world of golf nowadays. Thank you very much, Matt, for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Thanks, Matt.
He's good, man. I like him.
Thank you, Matt, very much. Back with more.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. I'd like to thank Matt Ward of Golf Today for making an appearance. He's got some strong opinions. He surely knows his stuff. In a sad note, this week was the first anniversary of the passing of Vin Scully. In my mind, the world's greatest baseball announcer. Mark, was he the greatest sports announcer or just baseball announcer? What do you think?
Oh, he was a humble guy. I think he was one of the best. I remember interviewing him and, you know, he reminded me of Chick Hearn. You know, they mentioned your Chick would always say, you know, he'd always address you with your first name. And Vin was unbelievable, too. Just a caring soul. It was like an angel. And also another big anniversary, Fred, too. Thurman Munson, a long time. Yeah, that was another one.
Yeah, 19. I was in a dentist office the day.
I was back
44 years ago. Yeah. Art, Vin Scully, 126. You've heard all the announcers. I think he's the greatest baseball announcer. Your opinion, Art Source, was he the greatest sports
announcer? Yeah, and when it comes to doing radio baseball by himself, there was nobody as preeminent as Vin Scully. As an NFL announcer, I thought he was top 10. I never heard him call a basketball game, surprisingly enough. I've always questioned that. I loved him on golf. You know, I thought he was really good because he was very low key and he allowed the experts. Hey, here's a really interesting thing that I never thought about. Do you know that if you're in the booth, in the network booth, in the history of golf telecasts, only former major champions are allowed to broadcast next to the head lead play-by-play guy. You got to remember, there's got to be 17 to 25 guys who've had that position over the year, but they were all major champions. Pretty interesting thing.
All right, for Mark, for Art, for Mario, I'm Fred. Join us later for more of Sports Overnight America.